When I walk up Mount Ainslie, as I do most mornings, I constantly thank God for the unique character of Canberra, the rich natural diversity of Australia, and the wonders of the world we inherit. When I visit the school or talk with my grandnephews and nieces, I witness their joy in living, their grateful acceptance of the good things in life, their family and friends, the animal world, and the world of nature in general. Every living person today, in appreciating the beauty and integrity of creation, surely has a responsibility to preserve and enhance it for future generations. As a person of faith, I believe that care for our environment is one of the great moral challenges of our day, as we've been reminded so often already. We should not allow short-term solutions or the temptation to instant gratification to sabotage the future of our beautiful world. I hope that even those who do not hold to a religious belief would appreciate the sentiments expressed in the 2002 Social Justice Sunday statement, and I quote, "Injustice, it is an urgent task for Christians today to be reconciled to all creation and to undertake faithfully our responsibility of stewardship of God's gifts. To achieve such reconciliation, we must examine our lives and acknowledge the ways we have harmed God's creation through our actions and our failure to act. We need to experience a conversion, a change of heart." End of quote. What was true in 2002 has become much more urgent in 2011. The measures that have been spoken about today will come at a cost. But what is the cost of inaction? If we continue with a business as usual attitude, we will gradually go down a course which will lead to degradation of so much of our natural environment. As we've heard, it is the poorest and most vulnerable people of our world who are most at risk. Just think of the people of Tuvalu and Kiribati, Bangladesh, and other low-lying nations which have so much at stake right now with rising sea levels. If the price of protecting our environment is to be a reduction in the standard of living in countries like Australia, is that altogether a bad thing? Live simply so that others can simply live makes a lot of sense to me. It is my hope that whatever measures are introduced would carry safeguards to ensure that Australians on lower incomes would not be forced into deeper poverty. The rest of us should be prepared to make the necessary sacrifices to see that future generations are not left lamenting the consequences of our short-term greed. I am proud to have walked across Commonwealth Bridge with you all today, as I was proud to join 250,000 others marching over Sydney Harbour Bridge in May 2000, calling for justice for our Indigenous people. Today we are in solidarity with our fellow Australians in other towns and cities, seeking justice in our country's attitude towards the environment and to future generations. As we assemble in this beautiful location in front of our National Parliament, we urge our parliamentary representatives of all persuasions to show courageous leadership in offering all Australians a vision of a sustainable future.